This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us. Your toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in the last hour, we were talking about, there's actually a story at the Huffington Post regarding a mom's perspective, I think it was a mom who wrote it, on these dads who are threatening her son when he's going to take their daughter out on a date.
She's claiming that her son was actually threatened. She's talking about a sort of cultural phenomenon.
Okay.
Where it is okay.
Well, she's upset enough to write an article about it. So that's sort of generally what we were discussing, that whole scene. If you want to comment, you're welcome to do that. Also, a student has been attacked. Another student has been attacked at her desk, this time in college. We'll tell you what that's about. Rudy is on the line in Virginia first, listening to WNIS. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, how you doing there?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Rudy?
I was just listening to your story, and this happened a long, long time ago. I was 16. Girl was 15. The mom had put her out the house. So she found her an apartment. I was helping her get her apartment together. And, you know, she's white, I'm black. And we started hanging out. And, you know, we got together a few times. Somehow or another, she found out about it.
The mother?
I didn't think it. Yeah, her mother found out about it.
Okay.
I never met her. She never knew who I was. She worked at B&B. So I lost her driver's license, and she's joking with me and lying. I mean, I'm trying to avoid it. I know who she is because, you know, in high school, you meet the people in driver's ed class. So I knew who she was, but she never knew who I was. And unfortunately, I had to get in front of her. And when she saw my name and looked up at me, she got mad as hell. And
so this, just to clarify, this was your first time meeting the mom of the girlfriend that you had been you'd had sex with a few times.
Yeah.
She worked at the DMV. You were in the DMV. She calls your name. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm on the same page here. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So after that, she moves her daughter back into her house, and I hadn't seen her in a long time. And then I would ride down the street one day, and she called me and found out, you know, where mom lived at. And she told me that she had been pregnant, but she had an abortion. Her mom made her get an abortion. I guess my question is what about, you know, the relationship, you know, the race relation when the daughter meets the parent, or, you know, boyfriend or the girlfriend meets the parents, you know, what's going on with that? I think my answer's off to you. Thanks.
Yeah, I think
the call.
There's I think it was Ice-T was the one who proposed this. Is you know how to find out if you're a racist? Think about how you feel if your daughter dated a black man.
Hmm.
And first off, that there's a few things I have wrong with it. First off, it eliminates a lot of races. Like black isn't the only race, white isn't the only race. But, I mean, you know, obviously it draws a visceral response. One of my thoughts is, especially when he said it, I think this was like the early 90s or something, so you're talking about more than, is that more than 20 years ago?
That would have been, yeah.
Okay, in the early 90s, apparently, it was more than 20 years ago, and I think that interracial couples had more problems back then than they do today. So the one conversation I guess I would have with my daughter is, look, this isn't the easiest row to hoe. And I don't think that that's particularly racist, right? Like consider that this isn't the easiest thing that one does.
What, having interracial relationships?
Interracial relationships in the early 90s.
When you say it's not easy, you mean because some people are racist and are going to give them a hard time?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what racism is?
That's certainly no reason to not have the relationship, though.
Well, it is if you don't want trouble.
No, you should have a relationship with somebody who you enjoy. Screw the trouble. I mean, that's like saying, you know, gay guys should stay in the closet and not have gay relationships because they're going to have trouble with it.
I don't think they have trouble with it anymore at all.
You don't think so?
Not
I bet
much.
You can find people who do.
I bet you do. But, you know, there are
our friend Derek Freeman
cities.
Our friend Derek Freeman was threatened on the streets of Keene. And Keene's a more progressive town.
For being gay?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. And just for being gay, not kissing another guy or holding hands with another guy, just, you know, for wearing pink shorts or whatever.
Mm.
So there's definitely still intolerance out there for gay people, and there's still racists out there as well.
Sure.
I say, if you love somebody, go for it.
But the other part that you also need to consider, this isn't just one-sided. This isn't just, you know, like I come from the side of, you know, people are going to identify me as white, but consider that it isn't always the easiest on the other sides either. You're going to be, to some extent or another, especially in the early 90s, maybe less so today, alienated by, you know, both cultures if you're coming from those cultures. Like, so for instance, I grew up with a kid who was a skater kid, and he was black, but he was adopted by a white family. So he's not going to get alienated by black culture. He was never part of it, if that makes sense. He just happens to be black. So there's a difference between being black and being part of black culture.
I don't even know what black culture means.
I'm not entirely sure what it means either.
Is there white culture? No, there are a bunch of different cultures, and some people are involved that are white. Some people are black. I mean, I just don't even understand that concept. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do poor black people behave differently than rich black people or middle-class black people?
I'd say sure.
Probably so. So it's unfair to
even if you're just talking about class, and I'm sure that comes into it in all racial spheres, there's an issue of sort of integration into modern American culture. So, for instance, Irish people, there isn't really Irish culture anymore, but there's certain was 120 years ago. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I mean, there's like an Irish men's club, isn't there? I mean, they've probably
sure.
got some culture.
They get around and they talk about being Irish.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello there, Ian and Mark. I just wanted to, you know, what's Bo's last name? He's the editor for 101 and Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
You're wondering about Bo Davis, the editor of those.
Bo Davis, that's exactly. I wanted to congratulate him because I'm an editor myself, and he did such a good job.
They're great movies. Bo's not on the show tonight, so I don't know if he's listening. He may not hear your congratulations, but you can find him on Facebook, and I'm sure he'd appreciate a nice message if you send it to him and let him know that you appreciated those movies. Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. The movies he's talking about, 101ReasonsFilm.com. That's the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's an hour-long documentary that I had the honor of being a co-producer of this movie. That means I put a little bit of money into it and had a small amount of say over the direction of things. But that was a great movie. It was the most recent of Bo's two editorial films.
You paid for the right to give suggestions?
No, that was just something that they allowed.
Kind of what the producer does, though, right?
It's just something they allowed. I mean, I wasn't in any way a creative force behind that particular movie, and I didn't want to be. I have my hands full. I just wanted to help make it happen. But it's great, and it turned out really, really well. It shows in an hour's time the 101 reasons that you should move to New Hampshire if you love liberty, if you understand what liberty means, that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm other people. If you get libertarianism, voluntarism, the Free State Project is the answer to your problems, the problems being the control of the state. We can solve these issues. We can have more freedom in our lives if we concentrate people together. And the 101 Reasons film is the best, most persuasive, I think, movie or video presentation that has been made to encourage people who care about liberty to move to New Hampshire, to join the Free State Project. Mark, as you and I have done, as over 17,500 people have done, they want to get to 20,000 people who have joined the Free State Project, and then there will be a five-year window in which all 20,000 have to move. Now, Mark, you and I, we moved in 2006, so we've been here almost a decade now.
Wow.
And I'm glad we moved early. I don't regret moving early at all. It's been wonderful being here this entire time, but the official move hasn't even started yet. So if you think you're too late to join the Free State Project, you're not. You're actually still technically in the early mover phase. And the other movie he mentioned was Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which I was the executive producer on. Had a pretty good amount of influence over that one, and I'm super proud of that movie. It's an awesome one. Check that one out at victimlesscrimespree.com. Both of those movies are free to watch online, victimlesscrimespree.com and 101reasonsfilm.com. We'll continue with your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose the school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-939-5359. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Call today at 1-800-939-5359. That's 1-800-939-5359.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. Coming up, the college student who has been attacked while sitting in her desk. This is not the same story that we talked about a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago, where it was a high school student who was viciously attacked by the police. Now it's a college student. In case you thought there was a difference between high school and college these days. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But we're talking about relationships as well, specifically parents and their relationships that they have with the son, or with not with their own son, but with the person who's going to date their daughter kind of thing. Like, how do you communicate with these people? Going back to the idea of these dads threatening the date of their daughters. That was what sort of started the conversation we were having, and we're going to continue that. You can share your thoughts, and also we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you're online, and you probably are if you live in the United States these days and you're an adult, especially if you're younger than that, you should be protecting your privacy, but that doesn't happen on its own. You've got to take steps, and a good step is to use ProXPN. Go to ProXPN.com, and you can get started with ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. Plus, the apps they have are for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's also Linux support as well. So, setup is super easy. And ProXPN now has more servers than ever, meaning greater speed and security. They've integrated Nonkely.com to mask your emails if you get their premium account, which you can get 50% off the price of their regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account when you use code FTL50. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So go to ProXPN.com right now and get started. Use code FTL50 to get that awesome 50% off deal. And remember this, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Code FTL50, like Free Talk Live, and the number 50. Let's go to the phones and the fun. First up, we've got Mark. He's in Indiana, listening to WIBC in Indy. Hey, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good. Well, you guys were talking about interracial relationships there when I turned on the radio there. I was hearing some of the stuff earlier, too, about the dating with the daughter. So I'm in both situations. I've been dating. I'm white. I've dated two black girls in my life, and I've been dating black girls since college, since 1990, 91, something like that. And first one didn't last very long because I married into a family. Fell hook, line, and sinker to an older woman that was, hook, line, and sinker to a cougar. And loved her dearly. She was great. And I don't mean great as in what people would assume. She was just a really nice person. But irony was when we broke up or ended our relationship. We got married, had a kid. Child died. Drowned in a pool, which was kind of sad. But bittersweet on the bitter part, obviously, obvious reasons. The sweet part was that we had no connection after that because it really stunk because she had five kids. And her household was just out. It was out of line. In my opinion, anyhow. But it was a tough situation. You got a father that, she had kids with all the one guy, and the guy didn't pay a dime in child support. Yeah, where the heck are those kids going to end up in life? And here I am, fresh, in college. I had one semester left, had to quit. Anyway, that's a long story. Got out of that, got back to college, met another girl, Jamaican. We've been married 18 years together, 23, something like that, years roughly.
Did you experience, people looking down on you? Did you experience any kind of, negative consequences from the people around you as a result of the interracial relationship?
When I first started, it was a, it was exciting and new. It was like a brand new toy, so to speak. It was treading waters I knew nothing about. And you look for it. When you look for it, you're going to find it. If you just ignore it, don't pay attention. It's no big deal. I don't know.
So wait, when you say when you look for it, when you're looking for the hatred or whatever, is that what you mean?
Yeah, you're looking for people looking at you. You're looking for the attention.
Gotcha.
You're looking to see who's going to start something, so I can tell them that they're a bad person.
But you didn't look for that, so you didn't notice it.
Well, in the beginning, yes. The main issue, the only problem I had with my family members and friends and stuff like that that tried to talk me out of it was due to the fact she had five kids. I'll try to talk anybody out of getting involved with somebody who's got five kids. But hey, if they decide to stick with it and go for it, you know, best of luck. I'll give them my words of advice. Be friends. Don't discipline. Let the mother do it. Let the other person do the discipline. Don't get involved. And that'll save your marriage, probably, unless you've got a great, great skill at disciplining and know how to work around the edges. Tough challenge. When it came to the race issue, the white side of the family, nothing at all. My first wife's family, no problem because there was a lot of mixed relationships going within the family, so that wasn't a problem. It was the outside black groups that had issues with it. They would say things, whatever else, you know, make comments, and, you know, they didn't like that. Too bad for them. Exactly. And now later on, I bump heads with it, which is kind of cool on Facebook. I like the guy because, he was knows my wife from high school. And big time anti-white. I don't know if I should. Yeah, he probably is. But anyhow. He talks about white, what do they call it? Not superiority, but the right white privilege. What do you call that? I just totally swamped them online with that whole issue. My whole argument was, where's the white privilege? I can't find any. My wife even said when she was growing up through high school, herself, being mixed on top of that, which is a whole other element, she had problems with the black group. The white people had no, don't care, and I heard you caught my attention really strong when I heard you say, I think you said you didn't understand or didn't get or don't understand what the problem is with the race thing. That's just it. White people don't care. Black people, and I'm not saying all, I'm talking about where the problems, you know, like the
you're just saying that's been your experience. Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Amy in New Mexico, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, Amy.
Hi. I wanted to talk to you guys about, again, the interracial. I am Caucasian, and my boyfriend is Native American. We live in Albuquerque, and here in Albuquerque, we don't really see a whole lot of issue. It's almost a case of if you want to be in a relationship in Albuquerque, odds are it's going to be interracial.
Yeah, I mean, New Mexico has a long history of being sort of white and native because it's the only state in the union that has a bilingual constitution, and obviously people from North Mexico are also natives to some extent. So yeah, anyway, go ahead.
So here in Albuquerque, we don't see a whole lot of it. But if we go to some of the smaller towns around us, then we start to see a bit of it. And, I don't get so much of it. And maybe like the guy before said that I'm not looking for it, so I don't.
I think that's important, you know, and why bother looking for it? Just involve yourself in the person you care about and pay attention to them. Thanks for your call tonight, Amy. I appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-453. It's certainly true. The more you look for things, the more you see, right? If you look for bad things in life, you're more likely to be attuned to seeing bad things. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you're invited to join us online any old time you want. FreeTalkLive.com, brand new website. It's been redesigned here for 2015. Please go and enjoy. It's different in that when you go during show hours, when we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern, you'll get the player button right there, front and center. It's super easy to listen to us live now through the site, whereas before you had to click a few times. You had to hit the menu and then go to listen live, and then it took a few steps. Now it's right there anytime you go during our live hours at freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about what your family has gotten involved in that's so different from this whole Obamacare thing.
Well, what Obamacare is besides, it's basically a set of rules that says you have to go get health insurance. But what it really means is you have to get health coverage. And the coverage could be something besides insurance.
Really?
Yeah. So Liberty Health Share qualifies. And what Liberty Health Share is it's a health sharing organization where we use old systems that are not new.
This isn't civil disobedience, then?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
These are not new systems. These are people working together to help each other in an efficient fashion, take care of healthcare issues. Also, if people have, say, a moral quandary with a particular healthcare issue, then they don't have to participate in that. You can pick your doctor. You can pick your hospital. You're not going to be able to. You're not going to be told, you know, where you got to go and how you got to get it. You don't have to get on some kind of waiting list. Certainly not a death panel, as some people are concerned with. So check out Liberty HealthShare if you want to. Oh, by the way, I think we're at a bit over half price from the healthcare health insurance that we priced out. So that's a pretty big deal too. Savings and picking your doctor, picking your hospital. Obviously, if your company's paying for your health care and you've got some kind of tiny little copay, I don't think this is for you necessarily. However, if you're paying for your own health insurance, you're, say, self-employed or whatever reason, then Liberty HealthShare is probably something you should look at. I'm going to recommend you take a look at it. Go to Join LHS. That's LHS is in Liberty HealthShare. Join LHS.com. And we've got a telephone number for you, for those of you who do not wish to check online at joinlhs.com. It's 800-722-8041. Obviously, it's toll-free. 800-722-8041. JoinLHS.com.
To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Sean in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Ian, how you doing? Hey,
on your mind, Sean?
If I was a little bit misleading in my information I gave on Montana the other day, but I'm glad you guys talked about it and bring out the truth. I live on a ranch, so it's totally non-legal here at all. So
I don't know what you're referring to.
The Montana medical marijuana issue the other night, you got into it a little bit.
Are you referring to how Montana has been sort of, there's been a movement to reverse the medical marijuana program there?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and I called in and kind of gave you a little bit of bad information, but led you onto the topic and you discussed it for a while.
All right.
I just wanted to apologize for the little bit of misleading information. But
you're forgiven.
I don't even remember what it was, okay. So just go on with what you were calling about tonight.
Awesome. Hey, I was calling. Have you heard about that retired Philadelphia police captain that's running around at events? And he put on an anon mask at a D.C. protest the other day?
No, I have not heard about this.
So anon mask would be like one of these Guy Fawkes masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the anonymous mask and all that. They gave him a bullhorn and everything, and I've been checking a little bit of his stuff out, just wondering what you guys thought of him or if you heard of him. His name is Ray Lewis.
I have not heard of him. I mean, up until your phone call tonight, we did see his name on the phone screening software, so I did quickly Google it. Looks like he's been involved with protest movements since at least the Occupy movement back in 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what got my attention. He seems most like he must be legit. He's been doing it for a while, or he's a real patient. So
what's his deal? I mean, he's broken ranks with the Thin Blue Line, and he's actually speaking out against police brutality?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. He really wants to bring that to the forefront. And he's doing it in uniform, being arrested in uniform for a peaceful protest.
He got arrested?
Yeah. He's right in his flash screen is him being arrested in New York.
Wow. Hey, thanks for sharing that with us tonight, Sean. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, like it or not, the former cops are the ones whose critique are the most valid against the police, or at least in a lot of people's eyes. So if you can get a cop out there or somebody who used to be a police officer to speak out against the status quo of policing, then that makes a difference for people. That's hard to ignore. It's the same way where, you know, you've got like Iraq veterans against the war or veterans for peace. When you've got these guys in their military garb saying, hey, we were there, this was a bad idea, it's just more persuasive to people in the United States who have this sort of militaristic mentality, the police are infallible mentality. Well, what happens when you've got the cops on one side saying X and then there's other cops who are now on the side of more freedom in certain areas, saying why. It's a great example, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. These are former cops, mostly, who have now come out against prohibition, the entirety of prohibition. I'm not just talking about they favor medical marijuana or something like that. These guys favor ending the insane war on drugs from top to bottom. So when a cop comes out against prohibition, now, to be fair, most of the police in or the people that are in law enforcement against prohibition are former cops. They're retired, so it's not like they're putting their retirement on the line or are risking being fired or anything like that. But still, when they come out, it makes a big difference. And you can point to them and say, hey, look, not all police agree that prohibition's a good idea. Look, here's a bunch of them over here, law enforcement against prohibition, that think it's a terrible idea, that think prohibition needs to end. And there's just a certain segment of Americans who they will believe anything they're told by the police. So when you can finally trot out someone who is a cop or was a police officer and they say something different than the official line that the police are trotting out, then that can, I think that can break through people's cognitive dissonance. I think it can really be a very iconoclastic thing.
Do you think they just look at them as like traitors? Yeah, you're just a traitor.
Well, I mean, obviously somebody's going to look at them that way, but to somebody who at the very least isn't completely aligned 100% with the police no matter what, I think that it could really break through. I think that can be an iconoclastic moment to destroy some bad old ideas. I think those people are great allies, and we should, we who are those of us in favor of liberty, should cultivate those relationships as much as we possibly can.
I recently, I've spoken to actually a former law enforcer who basically, when talking to him about a pertinent issue that essentially it was the law versus morality, his decision was, hey, look, I'm going to have to take the law over morality, even though I agree with you on the decision. So I wonder, in many cases, you're just talking about sort of a personality type. Some people just say, yep, that's the way things are supposed to be. I'm going to choose the government in this case. And instead of choosing what I agree with and what I consider to be right, I'm going to go ahead and arrest this drug user or whatever. That's not the case that I'm talking about. But I think it's... I think it's interesting that people won't take responsibility on a personal level for their decisions. If you're doing something that you think is wrong because it's your legal job. Or it's your job because it's the law, then maybe you should consider that the law is messed up and you shouldn't be enforcing it. Like, human history is full of examples of where the law was messed up and people were enforcing those laws.
Yeah.
Were those people good? Does history look well on those people? If it doesn't, then you're the bad guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's scary to break rank. It's scary to, do something against the thin blue line.
The guard at the Japanese internment camp, none of them said, hey, let's get you guys out of here. I'm opening the gate. And who knows if they would have left.
No, I mean, they might have thought about it, but then they thought, oh, I don't want to get arrested. I don't want to lose my job. My kids are going to, I want to send my kids to college. I want to get my pension. So there's all kinds of motivations to stay inside the system and stay obedient to it. And unfortunately, we all suffer because of that cowardice. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
It's time to kick some ash.
because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition, plenty of time. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out in that way if you don't mind. You generally will sound better if you're on Skype. So the Free Talk Live website has been redone. It's all brand new. Go to freetalklive.com to check that out. If you like what we're doing, if you like the idea of getting freedom-oriented talk radio on the air across the country and around the world, we're on satellite in a lot of Africa, over North and Central America, over 150 radio stations coast to coast in the U.S., got internet listeners, we've got live streaming, podcast, downloadable archives, plenty of ways to listen to Free Talk Live, all of them free. If you like that, then please help the show out by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We've also redone that section of the site too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Had a cool story that one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers posted in the Free Talk Live AMP forum. So not AMP forum, but it's the equivalent of the AMP forum. It's the Facebook group, the AMP only Facebook group. It's what has replaced the AMP forum. We used to have a forum. Now that's gone. But the AMP only Facebook group is super busy. There's always fresh posts in there every single day. And one of the questions from someone in there was about, well, why aren't there more amplifiers? And so I speculated a little bit, and one guy got on, Tim, who apparently you met in Vegas, Mark.
Yeah.
And he told a story about how he found Free Talk Live, and it was through the radio, but it wasn't through him listening to the radio. It was apparently through his mother. Apparently his mom complained to him about hearing some show on the radio that was talking about drugs all the time. And so... And so apparently the other station.
I suppose it's the war on drugs that we talk about more than anything.
We do talk about the war on drugs as an issue here. And so he says that apparently the other station in town only has sports on at the time that we're on, so she felt like she had to listen to Free Talk Live.
And I get it. I feel the same way. I just have no interest in listening to sports talk.
It's awful.
You know, people talking about, well, it's what you're interested in, and I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, me neither.
But, you know, I mean, if when you're dealing with, I've listened to lots of shows where I don't necessarily agree with the hosts. I suppose the worst case scenario is you just call in and you tell them why you don't agree. I mean, that's what's great about Free Talk Live is there tends, Saturday nights, sometimes there can be a wait, but there tends not to be a very, very long of a wait. Like, for instance, with Rush Limbaugh, you better start calling in 2 hours before the show comes on.
He doesn't even open the phones except for, like, once in a week, right?
Yeah, I've never...
He's, like, talking to himself.
I've never called, so I don't know, but the impression I get with the amount, the frequency that he takes calls and the size of his show is that there must be, you know, all the lines must be full the whole time.
Yeah, that is the impression they want you to...
And then you don't even get to talk to him. That's why people are so excited to talk to him. Rush, I've been listening for 20 years, and that's the first time I've gotten through. Thank God I'm through.
So I love it. His mom was listening to us on the radio.
Like Stockholm Syndrome.
She was complaining to her son about what we were saying on the air, and he thought, well, that sounds pretty interesting. So went and checked out the show and then became a Free Talk Live amplifier because, you know, we can reach new people with the ideas of liberty through the radio waves, but it's not cheap to do that because you got to market the show effectively, and it costs money to do that. So please join the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there through our site. So please get started over at amp.freetalklive.com. I can't explain to you how important this is for us because we can find new people like Tim who, if we weren't on the radio in his market, may never have come across Free Talk Live. And so we can be on 300 stations. We've got over 150, which is pretty good, but we could be on 300, 400, 500. That's possible. It just, you know, requires money and marketing. So please go to the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com, to get special perks like the AMP Only Facebook group and the AMP Only podcast and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. David is in New Hampshire listening to WKBK.
This is David and Kane.
Hey, David, Hello. What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to say, you were talking about people breaking ranks, about laws, and people do break ranks, and I think a lot of them are called criminals, and if everybody used their own conscience to make law decisions, I mean, people do that. They go in jail. They're criminals. People rob, steal, kill, and it's perfectly fine with their conscience, I guess.
So you're saying that people, that police officers should, that the rule of law is important because people's conscience can't be trusted? Is that what you're saying?
Well, people's consciences can't be trusted. That's true, yeah, I think.
Well, I wonder how many people who have gone into prison for killing and robbing and the variety of things that you're talking about believe that it's the right thing to do. My experience is that most of those people think that they did something wrong, but that they felt like they just had to do it for whatever reason. So they weren't doing it because their conscience said that it was okay. And I'm not saying that's true for all of them. Some of them certainly are psychopathic and their consciences are messed up.
Thanks, David, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Mark listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Holy cow, I can't believe I got on.
It was a test because you were talking about limbo and how you had to wait for hours and all that. I want to let all the listeners know that it was 8:52 when I called in, and it is now 8:53. So it was less than a minute to get on. Ladies
Man.
And gentlemen, call in with your stories.
It is that easy. Yes, you're right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, you want to talk about something? That's fine. Whatever you want to talk about. I got a daughter. I talk about her.
Oh, it doesn't work that way, early. Dude. You don't call the show and then ask us what we want to talk to you about.
Well, I'm interviewing you guys.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, let me ask you this. If you came to my house and wanted to come date my daughter, based on what I've heard, one of you guys, I don't remember which one it is, what would I do? I don't know what I would do. I would definitely be the one that said that it sounds like one of you guys is one that seems to like to push buttons. So I would probably step to the forefront first, and before you had a chance to push any buttons, I'd probably start pushing your buttons right away. So, but that's only because guys are predators, and I'm a predator, and I'm trying to protect my daughter from a predator.
Okay,
and
so we do have one of these scary dads on the line here, Mark.
No,
we,
what he's saying is that there could potentially be a personality conflict, and that what
he said he was a predator.
No, he's just using a term that doesn't completely describe what he's talking about. What he's saying is that he understands that he needs to establish dominance in a male and male situation. He feels that he needs to establish dominance with somebody who would attempt to establish dominance over him. And I don't see it particularly anything wrong with that. It's just going to go poorly if you try it with me, because I don't like to play those games. I'm not going to hang out with somebody like that.
And that's why someone like you let me date my daughter, because I don't know how I would react to that. But anyhow, the last guy stated, I told him, what you do to my daughter tonight, I get to do to you.
That's what he said, yeah.
So, meaning you would have sex with him?
Well, if that's what he wants to do, just so long as when he's doing it, all he's going to have in the back of his mind that whole time having sex with her is, me.
What if he wanted to do it at the same time? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453.
You're the button pusher.
855-450-3733. Hey, Dad, why wait? Take your pants off.
It's an odd thing to say, certainly.
All right, so you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. It wasn't too long ago that we on this program, and I don't know if it was a Saturday night show that we talked about this, but we did talk about the high school student who was attacked by a police officer. Maybe it was a Saturday night show. Anyway, the young lady was 16, I believe, and she was arrested in South Carolina for a charge of, like, disrupting school because she wouldn't get out of her chair. And ultimately, this police officer slams her backward in this video. And when I saw the headline here of this next story, the freethoughtproject.com has, I thought this was the same story. But no, this is a college student. Yet another student has been attacked in her desk at school, has been, I would say, not slammed as hard as this other girl that we talked about previously, but still manhandled in a very rough manner by two police officers, in this case, for smoking a cigarette. Not in class, mind you. But smoking a cigarette in one of those non-smoking areas, because normally college is like high school with cigarettes. That's what I was told when I was growing up. And it was true where I went, because I went to community college. But apparently now there's a lot of these smoke-free zones, and the police are going to use violence in some cases to enforce them. We'll tell you more about it and take your calls about anything.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.